It's Fertility Awareness Week, and a new study into women seeking assisted reproductive technology, or ART, to help them fall pregnant, has found a big gap between what women think they know about their fertility and what they really know. Kerry Hampton from the Monash University Department of General Practice surveyed over 200 women in 2007-2008 in only the second survey of its kind worldwide. I spoke to Ms. Hampton about the implications of her findings for couples facing infertility in Australia. Her survey, conducted at two ART clinics in Melbourne, was inspired by her years working as a nurse in women's reproductive health. She noticed many Australian women were generally uninformed about their fertility.
That women had too little knowledge to have a great deal of control. Not all women, but many women, in terms of thinking they understood when the fertile window was, but not, and having unplanned pregnancies. And those women are wanting to conceive, but didn't understand how variable the timing of the fertile window could be in certain circumstances.
Infertility affects one in six Australian couples, about 3 million Australians, with far-reaching implications for those seeking assisted reproductive technology. By far the biggest discovery from the survey was that Australian women simply didn't know when they are most likely to fall pregnant.
A good number of women believe that they do understand the fertile window, but when that is tested, only something like 8 to 14% of women actually do. So women would go on, say, counting days or their understanding of mucus, which might not be an accurate understanding, libido, whole range of things. But consistently, when you look at the studies that have compared what women know with what they actually know, it's significantly less.
So what is the most reliable way to predict fertility?
A woman can only get pregnant in the presence of fertile mucus, and it's there on average for about 6 days leading up to ovulation. So it's possible to get pregnant on all of those 6 days. But at the beginnings of the mucus pattern, the chance of conceiving is very low, very, very low, rising to its highest point around the time of ovulation.
She acknowledges education about women's fertility has been underplayed at schools around the country.
In schools, sex education is highly variable and dependent upon what individual schools kind of want to make it. And I think there is a bit of a shying away from the topic, from the point of view that there is the thought that young girls might then rely upon this knowledge for contraception.
A future section of the survey looks at ways we can enable women to better understand their own fertility and empower themselves. Equally important is the ability to prevent a pregnancy, knowing when they are most likely to be pregnant.
So if a woman thinks that they do know, it would be a good idea to kind of check out, really, whether she does know as much as she thinks she does, particularly if it's for contraception, because it's not a good situation to be in if it's really important not to be pregnant.